She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
All right, folks, let's talk hormones. And hormones, you know, honestly, I think when we say that word, most people think sex steroid hormones, testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. But I have a smart, articulate lady joining me this segment, the lovely, the gorgeous Esther Blum. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Dr. Holly.
What's going on?
So let's talk hormones. And right, I agree with you. You know, insulin and estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone are kind of at the top of the pyramid. But what most people neglect to realize is that insulin and cortisol are two hormones which are really at the base of that pyramid. And so if those two are not in control, nothing else will be. You have to manage your insulin and cortisol first, right?
Right. I think that's so smart.
We know that insulin is a stress hormone, and it's secreted cortisol is the stress hormone. I reversed the two. Cortisol is secreted by the adrenal glands, and it can be secreted under periods of stress. And as adults, we tend to hold on to that stress for longer periods of time than we do when we're kids, and we recover quickly. But cortisol can also be secreted during exercise, and that can be a good thing as long as it's not sustained. So, for example, if you are training for a marathon, you were discussing marathons in your previous segment, right? If you're training for a marathon and you're sustaining a high heart rate for long periods of time, your cortisol is actually going to go up and stay sustained. And it's very hard to get it back down. However, if you are doing quick bursts, you know, a couple of sprints or a couple of heavy weight sets, your cortisol will spike up and then it will go down after. Now, another great way to get cortisol to come down is by having some insulin, like a sweet fruit, a high glycemic fruit after a workout, and that will help your your cortisol come down because the two act antagonistically toward each other, okay?
Right.
So you want to get your cortisol under control, and you want to get your insulin under control. And insulin, it's fairly easy to control it if you, stick to kind of a paleo style, eating lots of protein quality fats and low sugary starches and more complex starches like roots and tubers, sweet potatoes, and things like that. So that's kind of the background. And what most people don't realize is if they say, oh, I've got all these hormonal imbalances, but they never really look at insulin and cortisol. They just check, you know, thyroid, or they'll check estrogen or progesterone. And if you do not get insulin and cortisol under control, your estrogen and progesterone and testosterone issues are going to be much more challenged to correct themselves. And female or male hormone physiology with the pill or oral contraceptives, you're still not going to get to the root of the problem and ultimately correct the issue.
And I have to say, I see this all of the time. And this has been one of my biggest beefs in the last 10 years, especially with the, increased use of hormone therapies or hormone replacement therapies, whatever. I think hormone therapies are more accurate because if you're naturally going through these periods, there's nothing really to replace. But people become a whack-a-mole game, meaning I see them on exogenous sources of these hormones, right? And so they haven't addressed anything else. They haven't changed their diet. They don't have any stress modification or stress resistance or stress recovery on board. And they go to the doctor. They're treating lab tests for the most part. And they're increasing their dosage. Which in turn will increase sex hormone binding globulin, which binds up most of the hormones anyways. And then, you know, 3 months down the road, when you are feeling great, you're not feeling so great anymore. And you're wondering why. And you go back to your doctor and guess what? They increase it again, or they change delivery routes, or they do something, but you become a whack-a-mole game. I've seen it. But here, you're hearing it here. Still, these basic fundamental bottom of the pyramid, insulin, cortisol, and that has to do with dietary changes, dietary balance, and also stress recovery and stress modification. For sure, those are lifestyle diet stuff, and that's always, and first do no harm, you start with the least invasive things first, and then you can really start being well.
Yes, and the thing is, I'll come clean and tell you, you know, I have had, like, tremendous insomnia since my son was born, like, 7 years ago, And it was somebody finally figured out it was chronic Epstein-Barr that was just wrecking my whole nervous system. And so we're treating that now. But I can tell you, I have been through years and years of, you know, trying to figure it out and trying to treat it. And I can tell you, I've got myself a nice little cortisol muffin top right now from just not sleeping, from chronic stress, from, you know, cortisol and insulin is off. And once that corrects, once the sleep comes, that will correct. And the other hormones will correct and be in greater balance. But I can tell you, if I didn't eat the way I eat, I would never get through the day. That's even the whole reason why I went paleo in the first place. Your diet is that important. And even if your hormones aren't optimized, if your diet's optimized, that is one less roadblock standing in your way. It just frees you up, and it enables your hormones to reach their target receptor sites much more efficiently and much more effectively, and you cut to the chase. And, you know, gluten disrupts thyroid function, gluten disrupts hormonal function as well, and it can raise insulin levels. So, you know, just by doing a simple thing, maybe people say, I can't do a whole paleo diet to control my cortisol and insulin. Fine, just start going gluten-free and start with a paleo breakfast every day. Even that, you'll see a huge change in your cortisol and your insulin. Then we want to think about stress management also. We want to think about a quiet, calm routine at night. Night is not the time to take on all the things you haven't done during the day. It's the time to unwind, relax, you know, read a book, hang out with a friend, go take a hot bath, make a phone call, relax, have good sleep hygiene, keep the room dark and quiet, you know, put some earplugs in and a white noise or a eye mask if you want, put some lavender on your pillow, you know, just chill out at night. And find time during the day, too, to, you know, I've found as I've hit my 40s, like letting go of things that bother you or stress you out is a really important piece of also addressing insulin and cortisol. You know, you have to think of what it is in your life that's tripping you up, where you say, oh, this isn't working for me anymore, but I don't want to hold on to this anymore. Let me just free up my life and not stress over certain things. So all of those things, you know, have to be taken into account when you're talking about insulin and cortisol. It's hormones, you know, hormones can be confusing for some people, confusing for most people, frankly. And really, the take-home message is manage your stress, eat clean, eat lots of protein and quality fats and fiber from fruits and vegetables, and you're like halfway to three-quarters there on balancing your hormones. And take some yoga, you know, in between your lifting, you know, just whatever it is that balances you out is important.
Yeah. No, and I love that we, you know, Ray and I were talking in the last segment about, hey, just do something. Just start with something. And I love the easy, digestible tips that folks can do where they don't have to get overwhelmed. I mean, I know sometimes, you know, people will grab your book, right? So, and think, okay, I've got to do every single thing in here. It's like, no. Book, by the way, the cave women
don't get
that.
You don't even have to be perfect on it either. I mean, I think being perfect on it is setting yourself up for failure either. I think you have to kind of take the template and custom tailor it to you, you know, and then make it livable. Listen, if you want to juice three times a day the rest of your life, that's wonderful. Is it sustainable? That's really the question you want to ask yourself, where you say, can I do this for 2 months to get myself over the hump and detox a little bit and then kind of cut back? And that's usually how I'll approach things. I can do things for generally about 90 days, and then I sort of ease off and find my balance place.
Right, and find what's your new normal.
Yeah.
All right, we've got the lovely Esther Blum, the gorgeous Esther Blum. She's got the book, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. And as she's saying, and I think I heard this from Dr. Deepak Chopra the first time, hormones, I mean, it's like you touch one strand and the whole web trembles. It's one of the most interconnected internet systems in our body. And we've got to start with the basics. As she says, insulin and cortisol, guess what? That's diet and stress modification. Lavender, just get some. As she said, just good fats, good proteins. That gets you like three quarters of the way there. All right, I'm Dr. Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Thanks for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.